Well, you're right. I had no idea what to expect today, to be honest, because we've had so many guys out at different times in the preseason. It was hard to get any kind of read on. I mean, only a handful of times that I feel like we had our best players
Had to
on the
work with
field,
everybody,
you know.
huh?
And so when that did occur, you know, it looked good, but it wasn't consistent. And so now you look forward to your first test, and then you come out and you play so well in the first part of the game, and you play with that energy and that the passion, and then of course the cohesion and the possession and all of that, and the quality scoring chances and the finishes. It was kind of fun to watch early on. But then of course, and this is kind of natural. You can't keep that up
You
for 80
can't.
minutes, you know. So how do you weather the storm, and when the other team gets theirs, how do you deal with that, and then can you get the momentum back and all that. So we had our issues today, but you know, we'll work through it. It's early.
It's all right to have issues when you're up
Well.
with more nothing, isn't it? 28 minutes into a match. But like you said, it's hard to maintain that level, and you know, but your guys managed to keep the other team from scoring. They had chances to score, especially late, and your guys worked hard to prevent that from happening. So, all in all, not a bad way to start the season, is it?
No, you know, we didn't give up too much, and defensively, and that was good. You know, we had enough organization to keep St. Charles from getting too dangerous, and you know, limit their ideas, you know, and their options. So from that point of view too, it was good. But Hunter still had to make a good save at the end. You know.
Talk a little bit about, obviously, a lot of people's expectations are high about this group. You know, it's a lot of key people back from the group from a year ago, but this group's got it's you know, it's got so it's got some of that, you know, that it's some of those guys are obviously, you know, they want to make amends for a year ago, but then we got a bunch of other guys that weren't part of that, so they have their own goals and hopes for this season. So it's kind of interesting. Sort of group that you've got this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think the key to us being a formidable side again is the fact that some of the guys returning that were, you know, they were, even though they might have been starters last year, they were unsung. I mean, look at the guys we graduated. But the difference, I think, is that the guys that have come back are that much better than they were a year ago. You know, and you credit the clubs for that. They come back, and it's beyond the natural progression. You know, they're that much better that allows us to be, I think, formidable again. You know, we're certainly not as deep, but you know, with the right 10 guys on the field and the right guys coming in off the bench, we can be a pretty good side again, I think.
I kept reading all the preseason comments and everything saying, well, Patrick's going to be out for half the season. I'm thinking, well, that's not going to really help matters out. And of course, then we get out here today, and you wouldn't even know he'd been hurt. He played like, you know, everything was terrific. So that's obviously huge to have him healthy and playing at that level.
Yeah, it was one of the best days last Thursday when he got the diagnosis from a specialist up in Milwaukee that the regimen was ibuprofen and play. So that's the best news you can get.
Again, what is it, the quality of this group of kids that you think is going to be the key to whether, you know, just how successful they're going to be this season?
Well, you know, for me, there's issues. You start comparing them to the top teams, and you know, if you want to use last year as a benchmark, we lack depth, we lack savvy, just overall big game experience, probably, you know, things like that. But I think they're willing to play a certain way, and they're willing to buy into the team aspect. I mean, we have some players that like to do things by themselves, and you know, we're trying to indoctrinate them into the whole team idea, knock the ball around, everybody plays, everybody has a lot of the ball, movement off the ball, doing your defensive job too. So that's the thing.